Well, for starters, I don't. There are lots of times when I mispronounce really odd words or mispronounce things or have certain words I can't say, like particularly, which is a tough word to say. I tell them, don't put that in the script, you know, put another term. And I think my parents not having the local accent kind of freed me from having it. And I wished and wished and wished for a Boston accent when I was a kid. It bonded you to the community, you know, it proved that you belonged. And to not have it was very sort of disappointing. But yeah, I somehow escaped without any accent, which is like I'm literally doing the only job in the world that in which that would be helpful.
You have a degree in journalism from University of Massachusetts at Amherst. You went to work for Associated Press and then into radio at NPR member station WBUR in Boston. What was the attraction to radio and particularly public radio?
I really fell into this in college. And, you know, I started working for the local station on a whim. I couldn't get into the newspaper because it was really competitive and the kids were sort of clubby and I just couldn't break into it. And somebody was starting up a news department at WMUA, which was the campus station, and they put flyers up and I just thought, that sounds like fun. I mean, but like most people, I had no idea what that involved, you know, like how do you make radio? Nobody knows. It seems it's like why, you know, trying to make a rotary phone or something. It's like, is it useful even? A talent. So I got involved in college and right away I got to do so many really fascinating stories and interviews that, you know, at a paper I wouldn't get to do because I would be the new person. And I think once people get into public radio, I mean, you guys at CVE experience this as well, where you're not chasing, you know, ambulances and fire trucks. Like you're doing pretty substantive stuff pretty quickly. And once you start doing that kind of journalism, I think it's hard to go back.
Your work at WBUR leads to a job at NPR where you covered the South and reported on the country's financial crisis and all the changes, financial reforms on Wall Street. And then in September 2011, you're tapped to host Weekend Edition Sunday. What was that transition like going from reporter to host?
Right. It was difficult. As a reporter, you work on your own and, you know, you have your idea, you pitch your idea, you bring it to the editor, you write it. It's a self-contained thing and you're a little bit of a mad scientist creating it. And as a host, you're just part of a team. You know, people bring you the ideas. Sometimes people write a script, sometimes you write a script. Then the editor comes and he rewrites the whole thing. You know, it's this thing that's built communally. And I think that was a big adjustment, was like letting go, you know, saying to myself, like, all right, it's okay if you didn't write every single sentence here, you know, it's because you have 50 other things to do that day. And I think that the other transition has been, as a reporter, I studiously avoided being a part of the story in any way. And as a host, you can't do that. As a host, you know, people want to know you're there and you're present and you're interested in the conversation. And sometimes you have to be revealing in ways that you wouldn't expect.
End of 2011, and Michelle Norris decides to leave as a co-host of All Things Considered, at least temporarily. Her husband takes a job with the Obama reelection campaign, and then in January of 2012, it was announced that you would become a permanent host and Michelle would become a special correspondent.
Yeah, it's been a really crazy year, and I'm happy to finally have a desk. You know, I'm happy to finally have an office space that I can sit in and actually put a picture up of my husband. You know, for a while, I felt a little bit like a hired gun. And I think the benefit to all this, though, has been I've gotten this whirlwind lesson in hosting. You know, working with Leanne Hansen before she transitioned out, working side by side with Scott Simon, coming to All Things Considered, even if I hadn't been tapped to stay, would have been the best year of my life because I would have sat next to Robert and Melissa, and they were both really giving and, you know, great partners. And I think that that's one of the things about NPR as a reporter that is I've really come to appreciate. You know, not all news organizations are like that, where folks want to help each other out. You know, it can be pretty dog eat dog, and that's just not how they do things at NPR, and I think it's reflected in our relationships and kind of what you hear on air.
You mentioned your husband. He's a reporter as well. Is there room for two journalists under one roof?
It's actually better because when someone cancels dinner plans, the other person doesn't feel bad about it. As a journalist, you're constantly, you can't do anything. It's funny when they're journalist associations try to meet because you'll never meet. Like, nobody can make it. And if there's a big news story, you know nobody's going to be at the thing because everyone's at the news story. So it's a very weird vibe. But, you know, when I talk about all the magazines and newspapers that I read, that's in part because of him. You know, we're both doing it. Like, we get up on Sunday morning and it's just like newspapers in the bed and we're talking about what we're reading. And a lot of the conversation that you hear on air is an extension of the conversation I'm already having in my life because we talk about the news a lot, you know, that's kind of our thing.
Audie Cornish is the co-host of All Things Considered on NPR, which reaches some 12 million public radio listeners weekly. Audie, thanks for joining us on Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.